It's Outside the Box with a different take on a special day. Today's topic is MLK Revisited. I have never been asked to give a speech, sermon, eulogy, or any other statement about Martin Luther King Jr. on King's birthday holiday or at any other time. Nor do I ever expect to. But if I did, here's what I might say. I'm here neither to criticize Martin Luther King Jr. nor to praise him. Instead, I'm here to give respect to much of what King and many other brave people during the Civil Rights era did to liberate themselves. King died, but so did many others, to achieve civil rights. Jimmie Lee Jackson, Johnny May Chapel, George Lee, Denise McNair, and Worrell S. Jackson were just a few who gave their lives for freedom. Martin Luther King Jr. was no saint. Plagiarism and extramarital affairs are two of the most well-known criticisms. Let us not put King on a pedestal above the rest of us. Humans often lionize others as an excuse not to live up to their own potential. "I can't be that pure, so why try?" they might say. And, for example, many have put Nelson Mandela on that same pedestal following his recent death. King became the face of the civil rights movement. Movements that depend on charismatic leaders are fragile and often struggle when the leader dies or leaves the movement. Whether King tried to prepare others to carry on or not, the civil rights movement suffered significantly after his assassination. I want to honor not just King's leadership, but the entire civil rights movement. It demonstrated incredible courage by creating human liberation for millions of darker-skinned people, and by helping so many of us of lighter-skinned privilege, myself included, to rethink our attitudes about skin color and human difference. King was a great orator, and his words were inspiring and full of hope. But the civil rights movement succeeded because so many discovered their power and their ability to influence society through nonviolent demonstrations, sit-ins and occupations, marches, other creative actions, and demands for the same rights that others took for granted. Compare the civil rights movement with those opposing nuclear power and nuclear weapons in the late 1970s and 1980s. Probably not one in 100 could name a so-called leader of either movement. Yet massive civil disobedience, especially occupations of proposed nuclear power plant sites and large demonstrations against proliferation of weapons, changed public attitudes and policies. The result? The country stopped building nuclear power plants and reduced weapons stockpiles. That opposition remains today. The civil rights movement accomplished a lot during its heyday of the 50s and 60s. It has carried on, thanks to millions mobilized then and since. But society has changed. The activism of the past might not work as well anymore. Discrimination is much more subtle now than it was 50 years ago. Today, the problems are less about voting rights and segregation, though they still exist, and more about a lack of living wage jobs, few assets and large debt, unequal educational institutions and health facilities, a prison system that has more African American men than are enrolled in colleges, environmental racism, and psychological problems caused by a society that tells people of color they are not equal. The civil rights movement of 2014 will have to find new strategies and leadership to address today's problems. Let us use this holiday to renew our own commitment to making that movement strong and growing. What would you say if you had the opportunity to speak about Martin Luther King Jr.'s contributions and the civil rights movement on the birthday holiday? I'm Larry Danziger, happy to be part of movements for change.